We're finishing up today well south of Algiers. South African music is famous for its fusion of Western and indigenous sounds. Jazz is infused with African rhythms, gospel is blended with traditional Zulu singing, and so on. Well, now a group of South African classical composers is taking inspiration from a native sound. Anders Kelto has the story from Cape Town.
This is Xhosa musician Nofinishi Dwili. She's playing the uhadi. It's a long wooden bow with a single metal string stretched from end to end and a large gourd resonator.
This was the most amazing music I'd ever heard, certainly in a very, very long time.
South African composer Michael Blake says he first heard Nofinishi's music at a concert in 1998. And he was entranced by the rhythms.
The one thing that I think requires most work is getting the rhythms. I spent the whole concert trying to work them out.
Blake was so inspired by Nofinishi's music that he launched a project. He challenged a group of South African composers to listen to her work and to then write a piece for modern string quartet based on one of her songs. He called it the Bow Project. It took 8 years, but the project was finally released as a 2-CD set in October. The first CD includes 12 recordings of Nofinishi, like this song, called Lachon Ilanga. The second CD features 12 classical pieces, inspired by Nofinishi, and performed by Denmark's Nightingale String Quartet. This piece is by South African composer Julia Rainham.
As a jazz arranger, it was interesting for me because I found that I was working with a kind of minimalism in terms of the chords, the shifting chord structures from sort of, just really two tonalities.
The Bow Project is in some ways a work of preservation. That's because most of the women who play the instrument are aging, and very few young people are taking it up. Latozi Matosini is one of South Africa's best-known uhadi players. In Langa, a township on the outskirts of Cape Town, she describes what's happening.
Hayi abantu abakhoyo ngoku aba abawufakanga ngqondweni kakhulu.
Some people like to, listen to the music. But to play the instrument, they don't have that much interest. The youth, they're more into the modern music. They don't hear much of this music on the radio. They don't hear, they don't see.
Matosini worries what will happen when her generation is no longer around. She's 73, and Nofinishi, who so inspired Michael Blake, died in 2002, just as the Bow Project began to take shape. Royalties from the project are being paid to the village where she lived. Marosini's nephew, Diju Platjes, has traveled the world playing the uhadi and other Xhosa instruments. He also teaches indigenous music performance at the University of Cape Town. He sees the Bow Project as a creative way of keeping the music alive.
Now that this project is recorded, it's something that is going to stay forever, and young musicians and young people who play classical music, when they listen to this kind of music, is also a challenge to them, mixed with other people, see what you can develop from what you have.
For the world, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.
Catch a video and see a slideshow of the Bow Project at theworld.org. From the Nanabel Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.